The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Oh my God.
So bad.
That is terrifying.
So bad. And then
you're really special. I've known.
Welcome to the second episode of He's Just Not That Into You. I'm your host, Rhea, and I'm here with special guest, Soph.
Hey.
And would you like to introduce yourselves? Tell us your name and a program that you're not in.
Program that I'm not in?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, I'm Soph. I'm not in media production.
So, that's really the first time this has happened. Now the listeners know that you're not in media production.
Oh, no.
For
yeah.
sure.
Why not?
Yeah. No, because you're not.
I'm not.
That's really cool of you. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not either. So we're here on this episode, and this episode is titled, He's Just Not That Into You If He's a Selfish Jerk, a Bully, or a Really Big Freak.
Such an accurate title, and I love it.
You know, you grow up, and you think that, wow, you know when you're, like, playing tag with someone when you're, like, on the playground, and they're really mean, and everyone's like, oh, that means he likes you.
Oh, my God, yes, all the time.
Uh-huh.
All the time.
That's how we grow up, and then we have that instilled, and then you're like, wow, I guess he likes me if he's really mean to me.
Yeah, like, maybe it's because, you know, he just doesn't know what to do with his feelings for me.
Facts.
He's obsessed with me.
He's
just
too obsessed.
It's, like, angering him.
So the book has some wise words to say. People who are in love with each other generally try to be nice. Some even get a kick out of treating their mate well and trying to make their life better. He may think he loves you, and maybe he does, but he's really bad at it. It's exactly the same results as if he was just not that into you.
Oof, wise words.
Wise words.
Wow. Mic drop.
Especially that last line.
I know.
Because, like, yeah, he's, like, mean and stuff, but it's like, wait, he could also be mean and not that into you, and it's, like, the same thing.
It is. Like, it's like, so, like, yeah, like, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
But when you're in it, like, when you're in the moment.
Yeah.
It's hard to, like, uh-huh. kind of understand that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, should I just
go into it? Yeah.
Okay. Just a bit of context. I moved here from Montreal, and the land of the French, really.
Facts.
And Putin. So basically, you know, I'm in a new province. I'm in a new school. It's a lot. Like, there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
The first, like, day or two.
Oh no.
I can't. It's like it already starts.
Yeah.
So I have three other roommates.
Uh-huh.
And one of my roommates...
I love them. They're my fave.
Yeah, they're great. Mm-hmm. She was into a guy on our floor, and he has three other roommates. Like,
okay,
they technically
yeah, yeah, yeah.
don't live together, but they live together. So she thought he was cute. So we all had this idea to make cookies and give it to everyone
Aww.
On the floor. But so it looked like we weren't, like, going to them specifically.
Yeah.
So before we make the cookies, we go out to, like, get a trash bag or whatever in our common room.
Mm-hmm.
And my roommate... overheard, what should I call him? What do I call him? I don't have a name for this boy.
Steven.
Ooh, okay. You ever watch Tell Me Lies?
No.
No, it's a very, like, okay. I appreciate the
okay,
name choice.
Amazing.
So Steven apparently said to one of his roommates, like, oh my God, that girl, she's in media production.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, like, I didn't even know that, like, how does he know who I am? Like,
yeah.
It's been a day.
Yeah.
It's literally been, like, almost 48 hours, maybe. You know? So I'm like, okay, that's different. I was like, he's kind of cute, whatever. So we get to their door, and we have a plate of cookies. We're like, hey, guys, like, nice to meet you, whatever. Steven's roommate goes to me. He's like, this guy has been talking about you nonstop. And I'm like, he's your biggest fan.
Wait. Okay.
I'm like, babe, who are you? Like, what do you mean? I'm like,
also, knowing more of the story, this is crazy.
No, it's genuinely insane because the flip, anyway,
okay,
the switch
yeah,
up
yeah,
is crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, thank you, whatever. I'm flattered, I guess. Like, I like the attention, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So we ask for a dorm tour. It's like a guy's dorm, it's not anything special.
Yeah.
It's like kind of gross. Then I like end up in his room for a sec. I'm like, oh, like, I like your room, I like your decor. Because he actually, I'll give him this,
mm-hmm.
he has a nice room. I'd say it's, like, almost at the level of your room.
Wait.
Because Rhea has a really, really nice room.
That's really nice. But I don't know if I want to be...
No, like, no. Yours has, like, a good aura. Uh-huh. His doesn't.
Okay.
So, we're talking. I'm, like, getting to him. I'm like, okay, like, he seems nice. He's kind of cute. Then, my roommate turns to me. She says this in French. So, like, they can't understand. And what she says is, like...
Can you say it in French?
Yeah. Comme, il y a un blonde. Like, basically means he has a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh.
I got that.
You got that?
I got that.
It's, we call them, like...
Blondes.
Blondes. Yeah, but everyone's a blonde. Like, doesn't matter if you're brunette, whatever. Never mind. I, like...
Yeah.
Off limits, I don't want to... Yeah. And, but he's in my program. Okay.
Guys, she's not in media production.
I'm not, guys. Whatever. I'm like, okay, like, it'll be nice to have a class friend. Whatever.
Yeah.
Then the next day, we're at a party at this dorm. I'm like, okay, because the guys and us girls are hanging out, like, the entire time now. Mm-hmm. Because it's orientation week. We have no class, right? And my roommate was hooking up with one of the dudes at this time.
Okay.
So, like, they had a reason to always be there, and they were always there. Like, the four of them, the four of us. You know what I mean?
That's cute.
It was cute, but I kind of knew it would blow up because...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, like, first week. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're at this dorm party. He's talking. He's like unloading. I mean, I could write a biography about this man after like, it's bad. I'm like sitting on the couch. He's and I don't know. Like I'm one of those people where it's like people will just start talking and I like I'm not gonna say like okay like that's a lot. Like I'm gonna let them talk whatever.
Oh no, is this you with me?
No, babes. I love your story. It's mostly like. Men, like, no. I don't have the patience for them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like, he's like trauma dumping his entire life.
Yeah.
And at first, he's like really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
He was acting like I was like this rare, like, species of woman. It was like the weirdest thing. You know, he's like, you're different. You're special.
That's
like, I think I spoke in a British accent once, like, because whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God, like, you do that too. Like, it's not like the most, like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, relax, but, my God.
Yeah. And then at the same time, you're kind of like, wait.
Like, why am I?
No.
That's the thing. Yeah. It was so conflicting. I was like, wait, but why am I kind of eating it up?
Uh-huh.
Like, a part of me was like, this is, like, a lot. But also, I'm eating it up. We're connecting. We're vibing. Mm-hmm. But, like, again, he has this really weird thing. He's like, I don't know if I can be friends with a girl. I'm like, I'm not going to do anything weird. Like, I'm not one of those people, like, I just want to be, like, I want to know people in my program. Like, it's okay. Like, you're talking to me. I can talk to other people. Like, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, like, I love talking to you. I'm like, okay. Like, okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm like, okay. Like, chill. My he was so intense.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what to do. Then we go, the four of us and the four of them go to a club the next day. We're dancing. We're vibing. I don't really pay him any mind, to be honest, because, like, I'm not going to dance with this dude at the club, right? I'm dancing with my roommates. The weekend passes. He comes to me. He's like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay.
I hate it.
But honest to God, in that moment, I was so... I'm, like, kind of oblivious sometimes. Like, I genuinely thought... I was like, oh, like...
about. No,
like,
I wouldn't think anything
of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, about... Because to me, it's like I'm being your friend, but guys see, like, get one little, like... inch of kindness from a girl and like it's like you like you have you know this
bro,
should we mention your thing you know because she literally lived like a similar experience. I feel like it's a canon event that the first week you meet a guy
first week like, I don't know
crazy.
What is up. I think it's just like oh my God like I'm in university now I need to immediately like
I think
cling
I told,
on to
I know so I told Rhea this it's like Love Island like every guy is just trying to like
literally
you know what I mean
uh-huh.
He goes to me, I'm like, oh, like, is it about classes, whatever? He's like, no, like, okay, I don't want you to think this is about you, but I just broke up with my girlfriend. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh.
I'm gonna cry.
I'm like, I'm like, are you okay? Did you need to talk about it? I'm like, why are you telling? He's like, I just think you're really special. I've noticed you, like, the first day I saw you, I noticed you. I was like, I literally did not know who you were, sir. He's like, I want to take you out. And keep in mind, it was his girlfriend of 2 years.
What?
2 years? I was like, my guy.
No.
Please,
no.
Sir. He gave me this whole speech about our future. Our future.
Your future.
He's like, we're in the same field. We're basically the same person. We work well together. We could be great partners. I'm like, oh my God.
You're
like,
not the same person.
No, thank God. I was like low-key, I was like, ouch, like, damn.
Wait, can we take a break for a second? Because, like, okay, on one hand, it's like, okay, like, yeah, maybe they would just break up anyways, but, like, telling you and being like, oh, it's not about you, but, like, you're it's really like, it's, special.
He's, like, putting it on me without putting it on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's so bad. That's so annoying.
It's so, and I was like, and he does this thing where it's like, you know exactly yeah. what this is like. I think one time I was talking about getting tacos with, like, my roommates, uh-huh. and he was like, oh, you're having a big taco night? I'm like, yeah, like, he's like, I'm not doing anything. I'm like, oh, did you can come over. He's like, I was just kidding. Like, you don't have to invite me. And I'm like,
wait, what?
It was the weirdest. He, like, always did. I was like, so that's kind of how he did the girlfriend thing. Like, I never said it was because of you, but also, like,
but, like, it's
I want to take you out. I feel like with your situation, I like the way you handled it more because I would, like, I, like, let mine kind of.
Yeah. You know also, I mean? It was, like, different because, like, yeah. Yeah. So, no. Yeah, we can talk about that a bit. But basically, yeah, the start of university, first few days, mm-hmm. I met this group of people and we would hang out and stuff. Oh, they're going to listen.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine. Anyways, and then, you know, this one guy.
Mark.
Okay, Mark.
Okay.
So I meet Mark, and Mark would just, like, DM me all the time.
I can't not DM it.
And it was weird, because it wasn't like, bro, it was, like, reels. It was like, why are you sending me reels? I just met you.
Yeah, and like, it's, that's too much.
It's right? not things that relate. It's, like, random, like, you know when guys just send, like, funny reels? Come on, at least make it, like, relate. Like, don't.
No, it has to make, like, oh, my God, was it random? It was random?
It was, like, funny reels. Like, it wasn't like
relatable, like, things that
it
happened.
It wasn't, like, yeah. The thing was, I was being so dry. Like,
As you should.
Because I was, like, okay, he'll get the hint if I'm just. And it's, like, so dry. But then we ended up, like, we kept, like, hanging out. Like, he would find some weird way. Like, he would, like, go to my classes with me. Or, like, I don't want to say it. But you know.
Yeah, we know.
Like, it was like, like, how did you even come up with this? But somehow.
Guys are creative when they're persistent.
No, literally.
Like, truly, they will pull every, like, trick out of the hat.
And then, like, at first it was like, okay, I can't really reject him because I can't say that, like, like, this is for sure not just him being friends, you
yeah
know? But then he said something that wasn't, and then I was like, okay now, yeah, I can, like, say, like, okay, it's like, I'm sorry. No, we can take a break and read an excerpt.
Oh my God, right? Shall we?
Because there's something that kind of is
no! Okay, but now I'm playing in the big leagues excuse. Okay. Dear Greg, I've been on 3 dates with a guy who's a really great catch. He's a journalist who has an incredibly exciting life. He travels, goes on adventures, and has incredibly interesting observations about it all. He's also really funny. He compliments me and seems to like me and keeps asking me out. Oh no. He always says he's had a great time with me. Oh God. But in fact, in 3 dates we've had together, he actually hasn't asked me. Oh God. He hasn't asked me one question about myself. He's obviously really into me, otherwise, why would he keep asking me out and telling me how nice I look? Maybe this is what it's like dating exciting guys. He's a great catch, Greg. Rhonda.
No.
Rhonda, I feel you.
It's because it's like, I don't even know. Like, it's like he does like you, but he also just likes that you will listen to him. And then you are like, wait, I like being liked. Of course. Everyone likes being liked.
It's a great feeling.
So then it's like, okay.
Yeah, that's why I, like, let it kind of go on a bit because I was confused. I was like, I like being liked, but he does kind of ramble at me all the time.
Yeah.
And so he thinks we're having a great time, but I'm not.
Yeah.
And I think it's because he just sees someone who likes similar things as him. So he's like, okay, this is, like, my opportunity to just talk. Yeah, for real. And he was so persistent. I tried saying, like, I weakly said no. So I still kind of gave him room to, like, try.
Uh-huh.
He was like, look, just go on one date with me. Please.
If you're saying, oh my God, he needs to read the book and think about himself.
No, for real. No. I was like, just one date, then I'll stop. Because, like, I'm a very patient guy. And then he was going on, he was, like, telling me things about myself. Like, he thought he knew me. He was like, I think you're, like, scared. I think you're this. I think you're that. And looking back, like, it was very, like, manipulative, I guess you could say. He was like low-key love bombing me a bit.
Oh.
And I only, you know, funny enough, I like saw it from that perspective when my roommate's like boyfriend told me, like, this dude's love bombing you.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. Yeah. Like, it takes, like, sometimes it's weird.
Because
like,
you don't
see it sometimes when you're in it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, that wouldn't have crossed my mind. But then now that you say it, it's like, it's if immediately you're like saying all these things. And like, that's crazy.
Planning our future and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so after like a week or two of persistence, okay, we'll call it persistence. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fine, I'm gonna go on one date with you, and then like, I really like that's it.
Yeah.
Which I probably shouldn't have done, but like.
Also, like, you're just, like, living your life.
I'm living my life. Fun. It's college. I'm like, ugh, I'll get it over with and whatever. So I have this, like, little plan. I'm like, let's make it a double date so it doesn't really act. I don't actually have to speak to you. So we go on this double date with my roommate and the guy she's hooking up with, whatever. Oh, by the way, before the date, he got me flowers.
Wait, really?
Yeah. And I literally saw him. I said once, I love lilies and I love the color pink.
Wait.
And I saw him whip out his phone and like write it in his note app, and I'm like, oh, I already know. I already know what he's gonna do with this information.
No.
I was like, oh, he's like, oh, and then one day he's like, so random, but like, what's your favorite chocolate? I'm like, I guess like Kit Kat or something. I was like, I already know. He made me close my eyes, take my hand, and like drag me into his room. He's like, I have a surprise for you. And I had to pretend like I didn't know what that was.
No, that's so funny. No, it's literally, it's so funny. It's so like, funny because you always know. Girls know, and like it's still like sweet, it's still like whatever, but like it's never actually a surprise.
Never. That's so I knew exactly what he, and he got me that. Exactly that. And so the date's meh.
Wait, because I would cry. Wait.
I was like, oh god. Like, cause I was like, he's like, ugh, I don't even know. I was like, oh god, this is so sweet.
Yeah.
But also like
no.
I feel like now it's like, can I even like reject this?
No, I know. This is so bad.
You know what I mean? But keep in mind, we knew each other for like a week or like and a half. A week and a half.
That's crazy.
I know. And so we go on the date, whatever. I get back to his room. I'm like, look, he's like talking and talking. I'm like, okay, I gotta stop you. Like, this just isn't working for me.
Yeah.
And I get nervous. I'm like speaking in a British accent.
Stop. And he probably thought that was the best thing ever.
No, this is the one time he did not. I was like, look, like, maybe we should just stay friends.
That's so funny.
I was like, I, like, am invested in this friendship, and I don't, like, he was like, you sure? Like, I was like, oh, dude, just please, like, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, I just need time. He did that thing again. He'd be like, I need time. I'd be like, you'll get over me. Like, he's, I never said I was in love with you. And I'm like,
okay, I hate that. I'm like, so annoying. I'm like, because then it makes you feel like,
yes, he... I never said.
No, I know. It's like, oh, you just assumed that, but also, like, that's what you were saying. But then if you actually say it, then it's like, oh my God.
And then this is when the flip happened, like, the switch flips. Uh-huh. So now he knows he can't, like, pursue me romantically.
Uh-huh.
So he becomes, but he's playing it off as a joke, so I can't say anything. And I don't know what to do. I kind of let it slide. He's like, oh, you're such a sometimes. But he's trying to play it off as a joke.
What?
Yes, he becomes like, I was like, what is this guy doing?
Wait, what?
Yeah, yes.
Can't do that.
And
bro,
I was like,
you know what?
What? Tell me.
Mark used to
stop.
Once in a while, he would say like some crazy, like name or something like that, and I was like,
like,
huh?
to you?
Oh. To me. I literally have, like, same texts dude. Of it. Yeah.
What are these? Can I like?
I'm
get
gonna
an
try and find it while you continue.
You know, if I were to speak to another dude, he'd be like, why would you have to talk to that dude about? Or he'd point out every girl he thought he was hot all of a sudden. Oh,
what?
So hot.
Wait, what?
And I'm like, yeah, it was bad.
That's so bad.
So he was mean to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, like, okay, like, this guy never really liked me. He just, this is such a cliche thing to say.
No, yeah.
He liked the idea of
no,
me, but it was that was it. Like, he's just looking for someone to fill a role. Like, he didn't like me. I, like, let it slide. I was like, ugh, whatever. But after a while, there was this thing that happened. We had this, like, pinky promise. We called it the pact. If we ever wanted to, like, say something to each other with, like, no judgment or, like, just, like, confide or whatever. I find out he, like, likes this other girl now, like, immediately. I'm like, okay, cute, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
He tells her the same. Oh, God. The same
thing. I'm just going to throw up thinking about what you're saying.
Like, it's like, the same exact things he's told me about himself, about our hypothetical future together, you know, in the same way, the same order, like the same exact script. And I think he thinks he's being like genuine. But when a guy tries to like force a connection right away or build like rapport with you like very quickly, it's because he's just forcing a connection that he doesn't like you. He just wants someone.
Yeah.
Not you specifically.
Uh-huh.
And I know it's like he's being nice in the moment, but he's kind of being just a different variation of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wait, so real. You're literally like the book. Like, that's like what the book
is. Just because it's like, damn. Because I've had like time to think about it in process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he had that handshake with her. That's little pinky promise thing that I was like, oh my god, like
that would kill me, because what do you mean?
And she's like I'm like kind of into it, but I'm also like, oh, I want to vomit, you know what? Well, I mean, I'm like, I've been you
that. That's so bad. Like,
I
why
wish
do people,
I could tell you,
like, I don't understand what goes through their heads when they're like, let me just do, like, I don't know. It makes no sense. Because then, does it not make them feel like they're going to throw up? Like, what's going on?
No, because they think they're being, like, a good guy, I guess. I honestly have no idea. Like, I can't even, I don't know how to, like, not justify it, but I can't even find, like, the logic.
Yeah.
And so, I heard that, like, I had no desire to, like, ever speak to this boy again.
Uh-huh.
And I've been kind of successful at it. Like, I pretty much can ghost him, like, in real life. Yeah. And
which is crazy because she lives, like, right across.
Like, right next to me. He's in, I mean, almost every single one of my classes. Yeah. I mean, you've had to sit. Oh, God. I, like, put you through, like, hell in that lecture.
No, it's hall. Okay. Because the way that we would sit would be Steven, Soph, and then me. So then we would just each talk to her.
Yeah, I would never, ever let you sit next to him. I would never let you go through that torture.
So funny.
It was bad. I mean, it...
No,
guy.
I actually, like, I can't. Like, something's found it, and...
You found it?
It's actually... I thought of it wrong. It's not like he was calling me, like, a bad thing, but it was really weird.
Oh, he wrote to her, "Oh, you beautiful mother." Yeah. He used to call me mother
bro
all the time, and not even like in a, because if he like called me that in like a bad way, I would never, like, a genuine would never, like, would,
yeah, but it's he would be like in a good way,
like,
weirdly.
In a jokey way. Yeah, they never liked you, babes. That's all I gotta say to the audience. They never liked you.
The conclusion that we maybe come to is, if he's mean to you, he probably doesn't like you secretly.
He probably doesn't like
you.
And
he probably just likes,
should we say, the idea?
The idea of you. I was talking to this girl yesterday, and she told me that she was, like, at a club, and she met this guy for, like, an hour, and he got her phone number, whatever. And then he started texting her, like, the next day, and he was like, oh, like, whatever, I really liked you, whatever. She's not responding, right?
Yeah.
He texts her, like, the next day, he sends her a TikTok edit
of,
like, people being in love and stuff.
Oh my god.
So bad.
That is terrifying.
So bad. And then he sends her a 10-minute long voice memo about, like, how he felt when he, like, met her, and how, like, she's, like, the most perfect girl ever.
It's, they all have that same script.
I literally,
it's insane.
Are they reading another book?
No, I'm telling you, it's bad. Like, what did she do? What she got that voice?
Nothing.
Though?
She did not respond.
As she should.
She did not respond, and he sent, like, pictures and stuff of him to be like, oh, like, if you don't remember me, like, this is me.
Guys,
if
what's
she
happening?
If she doesn't remember you, then, like, why are you sending,
why are
her
you
a
trying?
10-minute? What's going on?
I have one thing to add. This I did learn from this experience.
Yeah.
It's okay to be mean, you guys. It's okay to be, like... Yeah. Again, ironically enough, the best advice I got was from my brother. I was telling him about this. Because I, like, a part of me felt bad, which I think is also a common.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, am I being, like, mean to this guy right now? Like, you'll give a guy an inch, he'll take a mile.
Aww.
And I was like, it literally opened up my third eye. I was like, oh my god, you're right. Like, you don't have to have, like, anyone in your life that you don't, like, want in it.
Can I?
And you don't owe anyone anything.
Uh-huh. I, like, as you're saying that, I was thinking about, literally, I wrote it down, something that one of my friends told me, is, don't let people into your life if they don't deserve to be in it.
Oh.
Like, you do.
Yeah.
And that's literally fact.
Like, it's, like, such a simple concept, but it's just harder to, like, practice. If you need a sign giving you permission to be an asshole to the guy who's bothering you, because he would be an asshole to you, like, just like that.
Yeah.
It really, it just takes a second.
Wait, that's so right. You're so wise.
Well, it's, well, my name means wisdom in Greek, so.
Whoa!
That's crazy.
So I'm taking it. Uh-huh. I'm owning it.
Brings us to the end of our episode. Thanks for coming.
I loved this.
It's really exciting.
Of course, babes.
Bye.
Bye.